Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Time has gone 8:31. It gives me tremendous pleasure to welcome Zev Krengel to Hi FM. Good morning, how are you?
Hi, Kathy, how are you doing?
Yeah, very well, thank you. And you?
Yes, yeah, good.
I'm sure it's a good day when you get an apology for, anti-Semitic hate speech.
So, I mean, look, I think it was a great victory all round. I mean, if you told me this could have happened, 6 months ago, a year ago, it was really possible. But then I suppose there's been the Arab Accords in the Middle East in the process. So, but for us, it's always been a very difficult fight. We haven't let up. In South Africa, you can't have anti-Semitism spewed on social media or anywhere else without it being brought to book. And I must say, for us, this was the best victory. He really was truly remorseful. I mean, it's taken him 5 years to get to the place of an apology. The apology was genuine. We did it at the Holocaust Center. And there was a genuine, he wants to understand Judaism better. He wants to understand the Jews' history better. He wants to understand Israel better. So, for us, there was definitely it was more than let's just tick the box. It was a student leader who, led the feed must fall. I mean, every single court appearance and every kafir, as I said, some of his statements were unbelievably hurtful and potentially dangerous to our community. And 5 years later, to be around the table with him talking, in reading out his apology and a commitment to work together going forward is just an amazing result.
Zev, how does the board decide which cases to take up and pursue and which ones not to?
So that's a very good question. I mean, generally, we have to see that cross the line, with hate speech and then, what the hurt. So I must say there, David Sachs, our associate director, whose unbelievable understanding of anti-Semitism, For the average person on the streets can genuinely feel it. I mean, we always have to be a little bit careful sometimes. There's sometimes a financial dispute or a labor issue, which it does come out. It's never acceptable. And then we take them up. You had the Masuala case, which we went criminal on that. Because, it was so vicious. It was so dangerous and, threatening us personally and threatening Ian Levitt. Is that we actually have to take up criminally. The two factors, we won't let any case go unchecked if it gets to us, whether it's on Twitter, Facebook, or said, on a public platform or on social media. And then the next thing is what remedy you want in for the different cases, which that gets a little bit more complicated.
If there's something that happens with a member of the community, right, and they are, victims of an anti-Semitic attack, would that be something that members of the community can come to the Board of Deputies and say, absolutely, take this up?
100%, absolutely. No, 100%. I mean, we're doing that all the time, whether it was at a school where they did the Hitler salute it was at the play, whether it's a Treverton kid, whether it's on a soccer team with King David. No, I mean, we're dealing with that all the time. And I mean, generally it's a lack of education. It's a lack of what hurts us and what's so hard for us to understand. And then we'll go all the way up where you get the true hardened anti-Semites, which, literally the only way there you have to go criminal. Yeah. And then you have leaders, which for us are also very dangerous. A person in power, whether it's a political party or a cabinet minister, like what we had with Fatima Jaig almost 10, 12 years ago, the minute a leader makes these comments, generally there'll be someone following that leader that might actually act on them. So, I mean, we have had people say anti-Semitic remarks, someone walking to shul, it'll get to us and we'll pursue it. We'll work with the CSO, we'll work with the police, we'll track the person down and we'll bring them to book. I mean, that's one of the reasons where South Africa has some of the lowest anti-Semitic cases in the world, is there has to be a consequence for being an anti-Semite.
Amazing. Zev Kringle, keep up the good work. And thank you so much for the time. Thanks for speaking to me this morning.
Thank you. Thanks
Have a
so
fantastic
much.
Day. Thanks, are you going away or here?
Yeah, I'm off tomorrow.
Okay, we'll have a good holiday.
Thank you so much.
Take care. God bless.
Bye-bye.
That's the South African Jewish Board of Deputies Vice President Zev Kringle about cases and how they choose. But as members of the community, isn't it nice to know that if there is an anti-Semitic incident, we can report it, you know, if not to the police, then to the Jewish Board of Deputies who will take it up. And, I think that that's amazing.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.